Underwriting support from the Interlaken Inn, Resort and Conference Center, Interlaken Road in Lakeville, Connecticut. 86 upscale guest rooms and townhouses, Morgan's Restaurant featuring new American cuisine, a pet-friendly resort, and they have select accommodations. 1-800-222-2909 on Facebook and interlakeninn.com. Dave's TV, Route 44 in Millerton. Buy local, skip the long drive to the big box stores. Your local source for quality products, Sony, Sharp, Smart, LED, HDTV, Direct TV Sales and Service, and Russ Sound Home Audio Systems, davestv.net. At the Falls Village Inn, Railroad Street in Falls Village, the heart of Falls Village for more than 175 years, 860-824-0033, thefallsvillageinn.com. Here's a check on stories that we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio, taking a look at Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast for our region. It calls for some sun, a chance of a shower today, high around 70. Tonight, partly cloudy, about 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 85 to 90. Saturday, hazy and humid, 85 to 90. And Sunday, continued hazy and humid with a chance of a thunderstorm, temperature around 90 degrees. We'll get the full details on Pat's forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont inched closer yesterday to invoking his emergency powers to require mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations or testing for nursing home workers, telling reporters during a midday news conference in Manchester to expect an announcement within 24 hours when asked if he planned to follow Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker in taking that big step. Baker ordered staff working in long-term care facilities to receive COVID-19 vaccinations, with exceptions for only medical reasons or sincerely held religious beliefs. In Connecticut, there have been 4,990 cases of COVID-19 and 5 deaths reported among nursing home staff, according to the latest available state figures. In November of 2017, Governor Andrew Cuomo had a brief conversation with a young female state trooper who was assisting at his event at the Robert F. Kennedy Bridge that runs between the Bronx, Queens, and Manhattan. That small talk, she testified, led to a series of events that concluded with her being a key witness in a 165-page report released Tuesday detailing a litany of acts of sexual harassment by the governor against her and 10 other women. The report from the Attorney General detailed the trooper's harrowing experiences with Cuomo, from being handpicked by him to join the security detail, even without the requisite experience, to ultimately being subjected to a string of touching incidents and inappropriate comments. Out of Great Barrington, a man used rope, wallpaper, and wax to set the Great Barrington fire, police are saying. What gave him away? With his Prius. His silver Prius made Harry Sano an arson suspect and closed the case for police. Surveillance cameras from 2 gas stations and a Goodwill store apparently captured images of a silver Prius heading toward the scene of the fire last month at 232 Stockbridge Road, a building that used to house Wonderful Things, the eclectic yarn store that he and his wife opened in 1973. The building with 4 vacant rental units upstairs had been deemed by the town as uninhabitable. COVID-19 updates. Connecticut's positivity rate is back over 3%. The cases have been reported since the beginning of the pandemic, which is up 537 since Monday. Out of over 16,000 tests administered, 537 came back positive. That's a result in a positivity rate of 3.35%. More than 800 UConn students have submitted COVID vaccine exemption requests. Vaccine, according to a lawsuit filed by students who are against the school's vaccination requirement, universities. Officials said as of July 23rd, there had been 770 requests for non-medical exemptions, and as of the middle of July, the university had received and granted 55 requests for medical exemptions. Sharon Hospital, part of New Vance Health, is hosting its online community update from 5:30 till 7:30 tonight via online live on-stream video. Members of the surrounding community are invited to join the webinar to hear from Hospital President Dr. Mark Herko discussing the latest hospital developments and updates in the affiliation that created New Vance Health. The independent monitor engaged by New Vance Health will be present to report on its review of compliance with the affiliation agreement issued by the Connecticut Office of Health Strategy. A question and answer period will follow the presentation. Participants are encouraged to submit questions in advance by emailing sharonhospital@newvancehealth.org or by calling 845-554-1734 with their name and telephone number. Instructions on how to join the virtual meeting are posted on the hospital's website, newvancehealth.org/CTFORUMS. That's CT Forums. The event will also stream at facebook.com/Sharon Hospital. The American Mural Project is hosting preview tours on Thursdays in August to view the current mural installation progress. The tours on August 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th will be offered at 5:30, lasting approximately 45 minutes, and precede the Friends of Main Street's summer concert series at East End Park. To make a tour reservation or for more information, americanmuralproject.org/tours. The Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues tonight, every Thursday evening, at the VFW in North Canaan. Coming up tonight, the Hot Shot Hillbillies. It's rain or shine. All activities are 6 till 9 p.m. St. Andrew's annual tag sale will take place from Friday, August 6th through Sunday, August 8th, under the tent in Parish Hall, Main Street in Kent. Hours, early bird, $10 fee, 8:30 to 10 a.m. Friday. Friday, 10 to 4, free admission. Saturday, 10 to 4, free admission. And Sunday, 11:30 to 2:30, free admission. The Roloff Jansen Community Library has bees and beekeeping coming up on Friday from 10 to 11. More information, rojanlibrary.org. Salisbury Congregational Church presents Meeting House Music Meditation the first Friday of every month from noon to 12:30, a half hour of organ and instrumental music free to the community at Salisbury Congregational Church. August Meeting House Music and Meditation is coming up tomorrow with selections from Bach, Pachelbel, and Mendelssohn. Paintings and other forms of art. The Rose Allegrant Art Show will open up Friday. No reception. It'll be Friday from 2 to 6 p.m., Saturday from 10 till 5, and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. at the Cornwall Consolidated School in West Cornwall. Portions of the proceeds are donated to Cornwall Women's Society Scholarship Fund. Fridays on the Green in Norfolk will continue this Friday. African drumming and storytelling presented by the Norfolk United Congregational Church and the Norfolk Library. That gets underway tomorrow at 6:30. The 62nd annual Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair happens on Saturday all day. 60 to 80 vendors offering original works. The show opens at 10, closes at 5, rain or shine. Food services will be available. It is a free event. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum are hosting activities for children and parents also on Saturday at the Arts and Crafts Fair. You can visit the Historical Society and Museum booth on the Sharon Green on Saturday. More information is available at sharonhist.org. And, of course, the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon will launch its campaign Honoring the Past and Forging the Future with a ceremony groundmaking at 11 a.m. on Saturday for the new addition to the library on Upper Main Street. During the public phase of the campaign, they're appealing to everybody in the community to give generously according to your means. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to create the library for Sharon's future. The Sharon Methodist Church will be having an outdoor sale on Saturday from 9 till 3 at the basement of the Upper Main Street Church, which is still full. Prices are negotiable. Community Dog Show is happening on Saturday from 10:30 to 1 in front of the Stockbridge Library. It's a read aloud to Dog Day. There's dog-themed story times and story walk, children's craft table, and more. Kent Memorial Library has local artist Thomas Franken having his artwork displayed at the library's gallery. It runs through the end of August in an exhibit titled New and Favorites. The Ankrum Opera House announces in-person return of storytelling series Real People, Real Stories, August 7th at 7 p.m. This summer's presentation features authentic personal narratives told by four local residents for a live audience at the Hilltop Barn, Rojan Park, and Hillsdale. More information, ankrumoperahouse.org. It's once again time for the Sharon Ambulance Pancake Breakfast this Sunday, 7:30 to 10:30, $7, and you can treat yourself to a great breakfast. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. Also underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 34,792.67, the NASDAQ at 14,780.53, and the S&P 500 at 4,402.66. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.